Okay, we're here with Adam Dolby of Vasco Data Security, and Adam is going to give us his words of wisdom on what their company does and how it pertains to authentication and banking.
All right, thanks, Mike. Vasco is, we're actually the largest authentication provider in the world. We have about 850 to 900 banks around the world using our authentication solutions for securing their end user customers. Retail authentication with tokens is taking place all around the world, with the exception of the United States and Canada, and then we're seeing some more sort of passive authentication taking place in the U.S. But the company as a whole, we see somewhere in the neighborhood of 75 to 80 million end users secured with Vasco technology through banking applications. So that's certainly our core focus and where we find our niche.
Okay. How would you say that your tokens kind of compare with other tokens out there? What's the
significant differences for us are number one, we started the business focusing on financial institutions, so we've designed and implemented solutions that are for delivery for banks to their customers, rather than building out for network access and all that other stuff like most other providers have. We focused all throughout our history on delivering authentication to massive numbers of end users. So we have tokens that last 7 to 10 years as opposed to normal 3. We allow complete branding of the tokens. I think I have a sample here where the financial institution can pick their color, put their logo on it,
nice.
So you notice there's no Vasco branding on it at all. And in the ideal situation, the end user customer has no idea who Vasco is. We prefer the bank to promote their brand, their product set. They've made the investment in security. We want the customer to feel that the bank is securing them, not Vasco. The other significant difference for us is our back end is very flexible, very scalable, so it allows for millions of tokens to be deployed as easy as 100, so that there's no impact to the banks. It integrates directly into applications, very easy for administrators to handle. It becomes a very compelling solution to deploy.
Would you say there's any specific size institution that might use these, or is it
it's on the smallest? From de novo to the Capital Ones of the world.
Okay.
Any size fit, and it really is a sort of a testament to our pricing model, our go-to-market strategy. The vision that we have is that every bank should be able to afford authentication, be able to deliver it to their end users. We don't care if it's the mom-and-pop bank down the street or the largest in the world.
Okay, one last question. Where do you see tokens going? What's the future? If you can tell me.
Tokens for everyone.
Yeah.
Where we see it generally, to be honest, I think in order for tokens to really hit for the U.S. on the retail side, there needs to be an evolution in the transaction set for the U.S. consumers. The reason that tokens are so prevalent worldwide is that they're able to move money between banks almost in near time, so 5 to 10 minute settlement between banks to consumers. It makes fraud very highly likely, makes those banks very attractive targets. So you've seen true strong authentication happen worldwide. In the U.S., we don't have that capability. We have bill pay. We might be able to move it in a few days or so, but it's generally not anything even close to real time or even near time. So once that transaction set starts to evolve, you'll see this start to happen in mass for the U.S. retail market. But we see it sort of short term, so that's kind of the 2 to 3 year outlook. Short term, it's high net worth, high functionality users on the retail side, and cash management has certainly moved towards tokens almost across the board. So.
Very good. Okay. Well, thanks, Adam Dolby from Vasco Data Systems.
Security.
Data Security. Thank you.
You got it.